720 WGN. We are here on the 4th of July, and it is a weekend where we celebrate our men and women in uniform, Independence Day. We celebrate food. We talked about that. We'll talk about more. And of course, we are previewing NASCAR race weekend. And in studio, we've got a hometown guy here. We've got Andre Castro. Andre, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Happy 4th, and real excited for this weekend.
It's got to be. It's one thing, you know, fans are excited. So they're, you know, obviously excited for all of the events and the concerts and everything. But to be a driver, right, and you'll be driving the number 14 Chevy for SS Greenlight Racing, Jesse Iwuji Motorsports, you got the ERA guys in on it. Talk a little bit about, like, is it exciting for you? Is it, or is it, like, nerve-wracking or terrifying? Like, what is it, a mix of both?
Just being in the city is an incredible vibe, so it's definitely more exciting than nerve-wracking, I would say. Being here for 4 or 5 years, living here as a teenager and into my young adult years, it was pretty fun to just see what the city had to offer. I never thought that we'd be racing down Lakeshore Drive, right? That's or even Michigan Avenue, right? That's incredible. And just even more excited for this one than the last one, honestly. Have a little more experience now, so I feel like it'll be good.
Yeah, we've talked with a bunch of the drivers. You know, nobody knew anything. It was a huge mystery last year. Now people kind of know what it is that they're dealing with. Still, it's a new track. Not a lot of opportunities to test on it. But for you, is it more like, do you feel like you have more of a strategy and on top of things this year as opposed to just all the craziness last year?
Yeah, all the reps, you know, I mean, it hasn't been too many. This is only going to be my 4th race. Last year was my first one, though, so I guess that's infinitely more experience, right? I hadn't even sat in the car last year before the morning of the race. So, I sat in it, but I never drove it. this year I definitely feel like we got an upper hand. But it's going to be tough because this year they're allowing the NASCAR Cup drivers to race with us. So, you know, I'm racing against Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Daniel Suarez, all these guys that are on Sundays and are the superstars, right? Get paid a lot of money to do this. And last year they didn't allow those guys to race with us. So it's going to be, it's going to throw another curveball.
How exciting. We're going to have you in studio throughout the rest of the program, at least for the near future. And then we're going to talk more about your time here, some of the things that are happening in the car and out of the car here in Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. 720 WGN. Typically, you know, Dean Richards would be on here, and this segment is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. So, Andre Castro, you have a little bit of pressure on you to have some star power like Dean Richards would normally. He does, like, the movie reviews here. And so when they do the review of this race, the Xfinity race that you're going to be in, the Loop 110, I think is what they're calling it this year. They shrunk it down a tiny bit. What are they going to say? Like, what are you hoping for after Saturday?
You know, hoping for a clean finish and hoping for a top 20, really. That would be a good goal for us. You know, our car right now is 28th in owner's points. So, you know, on average, kind of around that 28th best car all year. And if we can outperform that a little bit, you know, I think we can. This team has had a lot of, you know, the 14 car, we've split the car among a lot of drivers. I think I might be like the 8th or 9th driver the car has had this year. So that has its challenges as well, right, for the team to keep up with all of us because we're kind of rotating in and out. But the team itself has a good car. So it's definitely possible to be in the top 20. Obviously, the five or six cup guys in the race too. So we're going to have to contend with them, plus all the Xfinity regulars. So, you know, we'll see. It just depends when we roll off the truck in practice and qualifying to see what we have to work on, what kind of speed we have, and then we'll just do the best we can. You know, we got to focus on ourselves, and then everything else will follow where it
may. A few guys in the car over the course of the season. You're our favorite because you're our hometown guy. Talk a little bit about, you know, you went to University of Chicago, right? So hometown school. Obviously, you got to be a very bright guy making a good decision business-wise, career-wise, to get into racing. Talk a little bit about the sponsors.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, last year it was... That's how I got into NASCAR, really, was getting the deal with UChicago and having them on board. So they did a lot for me. Last year we had UChicago Medicine as well, and this year we're having the university itself. It's coming back to be on our car alongside the E-Racing Association. So it's going to be awesome. I'm glad I'm, you know, retaining both partners. They were both in the car last year, and we're back this year. But yeah, it's a huge, you know, moment of pride for me. Just, you know, having your school, your alma mater kind of shout you out like that and promote you like that is, first of all, it's extremely flattering. And just, I think it's a testament to kind of the passion of the sport and how people kind of gravitate around things that are just, how do I put this? I've always liked how people and been surprised how people gravitate towards my passion for racing. And this, I think, is just the biggest example of that, you know, getting the UChicago community on board They've shown me a ton of support, and I'm really excited that they're going to be on the car. So, yeah, hoping to give them a good showing this weekend, and then hopefully, you know, it's a 3-year deal. They're coming back. The race is NASCAR Chicago is coming back next year too. So, hopefully, we can keep the partnership going.
Obviously, you know, I think you qualified well, doing well. We got high hopes for this year as well. But you know, University of Chicago, Chicago in general, you know, outside of the last couple of years, right, not thought of as a racing town. University of Chicago, I don't think of it as a racing school, yeah. But obviously, you're a hometown guy for them. How did that conversation go? Like, was it, hey, you heard about the race happening? You want to get in on it? You know, we've got a guy.
Yeah, so I talked to the director of admissions, actually, Jim Nondorf. He's always been a big supporter of me. I met him, you know, when I was a student there, and just kind of had the conversation. Said, "Hey, there's a really cool, unique event happening downtown." This was probably February of last year, so still 6 months almost before the race, and kind of just reached out, and he was really interested, and we kind of talked it through, and you know, I think they love their alumni doing really, you know. I guess different things, right? You know, there's a lot of alumni that succeed in all parts of the world, but having a race car driver from there is, I think, relatively new. So I think they wanted to be involved in this new event, this cutting edge event, and they took a risk and it worked out because I think the city really embraced it. And yeah, it was a great event.
On the cutting edge side, guys who are doing some cutting edge things in a bunch of different ways and supporting, and you're seeing more and more of that being sort of proven out to be able to identify talent in racing. And so the E-Racing Association, talk about that. Those guys, I know you're going to be with them at 610 venue, 610 South Michigan, at the Sky Deck. Talk about ERA and their support for you and the team.
Yeah, so they've been a huge supporter of ours at Jesse Owoji Motorsports. You know, they had the Sky Deck last year, and it was an amazing event. I got to spend Sunday up there for the Cup race, obviously watch Shane Van Gisbergen and SVG win his first race. And it's a great event coming back this year. And, you know, they do a lot of great stuff on iRacing. They have the biggest prize pool, basically, for any single event in iRacing. I've been lucky enough to be in a few of the events and win some of the prize money.
Wow.
I haven't won the race yet. That's the big pot. So hopefully that'll happen soon. But yeah, they're just, you know, they're aiming to increase accessibility into racing because, as we all know, it's one of the least accessible sports, I guess, from your couch or from your neighborhood, right, that there is out there. So sim racing has definitely increased that accessibility. And E-Racing Association aims to, you know, increase it further by, you know, using their connections to the e-racing space, the sim racing space, to get more people involved and hopefully get more people on the real racetrack.
And Jesse Owoji, an inspirational figure, a guy who came from a non-traditional background into racing, you know, Naval Academy guy, right? Got into racing, wanted to do it. Just a force of nature on the personality side, was able to do that. So excited to have him here and in on things, as well as Emmett Smith. And so this is what you're seeing. You know, Chicago, not necessarily thought of traditionally as a racing town, but you know that there are great, you got Michael Jordan's team, obviously, involved with it. So many other people. Talk about that, Andre, is that people who are not necessarily, you know, long time and traditional racing people getting in and being excited about NASCAR.
Yeah, I think it's great. For myself, I've been into NASCAR for almost 20 years, so it's great to see everybody else, you know, getting into it. And like I said, I never imagined sort of the mixing of you know, where I went to school and my passion for racing. I never thought that there would be a race on the streets of Chicago. But I think last year people saw that it can work and it can be a positive force for good in the city. You know, the event itself, the organizers, they do, you know, events they activate all year round. During the winter here in Chicago, when it's really cold, they're out there, you know, engaging kids in STEM events and things like that. So I think NASCAR has become really a force for good all year in Chicago, and people see that and welcome that. So and you know, the biggest thing obviously is, will the event bring in good business, and will it be a great event, great with music and racing and everything? And I think the answer is yes. Obviously last year got a bit unlucky with the rain, but this year, knock on wood, hopefully the weather's a bit better, and you know, we can have all the shows, we can have all the fans at the track, have everything scheduled as it should be, and I think it'll be even better than last year, honestly.
You mentioned, you know, the ERA, 610, all of that stuff, a lot of things happening. People are going to be able to see you and meet you there. And you mentioned the positive force for good, and I don't think it gets any better than that for a city. We're, you know, from Philadelphia, right, coming to Chicago and excited to have on the line. There'll be a big announcement happening at 610 on Friday with this guy in Urban Youth Racing School. We've got the founder on the line, Anthony Martin. Anthony, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Really excited about coming to Chicago. And this is, you know, we prepare for this for a while. So Very excited about this.
Chicago is excited to have you, and we're talking a little bit about some of the things and just how Chicago is being over the course of these years redefined as a racing city, as a city that is aware of it. You know, NASCAR is here. You got to see it, Anthony. When you get into town tonight, it is taking over downtown of this very major city, and you're going to be a part of it. Not only having people be able to enjoy it from the fan perspective, but bringing your program to be able to have kids learn about racing, experience racing, maybe be a part of racing. Talk about the school.
Well, the school has been around for 26 years, you know, and it's, you know, very interesting. You know, the kids in Philadelphia, and, you know, Philadelphia and Chicago are kind of basically the same. You know, Philadelphia has been a stick and ball town forever, and Chicago kind of has been a stick and ball town, too. So for us to be doing racing for 26 years in the city of Philadelphia has been, you know, pretty cool. I mean, the students had opportunity to learn about racing. You know, we kind of endeavor and they engage into, you know, motorsports, learning about what racing is, learning the technical terms of racing, you know, things like that, learning about the drivers, learning about the sport itself. So we're excited to be able to transfer that, you know, that knowledge what the kids have been learning in Philadelphia to the city of Chicago. I mean, at this point right now, it's like, hey, you know, it's, you know, racing right now to me is a sport that has kind of eluded the inner cities of America. I think now that we're, you know, we're moving in different areas and, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I think that now, I think it's kind of catching on now where it's like, hey, you know what? The kids in Chicago deserve the same thing the kids in Philadelphia are learning and have been learning for the last 26 years. So we're really excited about it. I think that, you know, I think that the kids will be excited about it in the city of Chicago. We'll be able to combine our resources together. We will have kids going to races and learning more about racing and getting involved in racing. I mean, I think for the first time, I think that they have an opportunity to really, you know, from the inner city to really be involved in racing and get involved in a sport. Because as you know, racing is a very, very expensive sport, you know, for sure. And it's kind of eluded the kids from the inner city, but now there's an opportunity. I heard your guest earlier speaking about simulators and iRacing. Well, that is vitally important, and this is a great step now to get kids from the inner city involved in the sport now.
You can, I always, and I've been saying it for years, that the next greatest drivers, next greatest personality stars in racing are going to come from non-traditional backgrounds, maybe come from the inner city. It's all about having opportunities and building awareness. And that is what you guys are doing. And you're not doing it alone. You know, you guys have done a ton to pioneer and on the cutting edge for a bunch of this. But if you want to give a little shout out to Chevrolet, great partners there for over 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be around if Chevrolet hadn't been sponsoring us for over 24 years. You know, the partnership with them has been phenomenal. I think the Chevy they've seen a vision of what we're actually trying to accomplish, and that's getting kids from the inner city involved in racing. NASCAR is working very closely with us, you know, too. Haas, who is has come on board with us, is working with us. Microsoft is coming on board to be working with us, too. So there are a lot of companies who are actually, you know, who are seeing a vision, who are seeing that, hey, listen, this is something that could be really, really huge. And I think this is kind of like an untapped market. I think that this marketplace of, you know, urban inner city marketplace is very, very powerful. And like you said, Dane, I think that, you know, that next star driver, given the opportunity, because there's always been a lot of talent in inner cities, just that they haven't had the exposure to this. Now that we're going to expose them to racing and expose them to motorsports, I think that you'll see some kids that are very talented get involved in the industry.
Yeah, somebody's got to lead the way, and it is you and Michelle and Urban Youth Racing School. Excited to have that here. We're going to hear a bunch more from you guys over the course of this race weekend and a big announcement tomorrow. So we'll have links up. And Anthony, get ready, pack your bags. We're going to see you tonight here in Chicago. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you guys in the next. Well, actually, look forward to seeing you tonight, for sure.
We'll see you. Right. Travel safe, Anthony. See you soon.